Okay, we have a tailor-made Erev Shabbos omelet. Kaf Ches Omed Aleph. Mishnah. Harei Netios Ha'elu Korban Im Einam Niktsosus. A guy, the Gemara is going to say there was a storm, and the guy was hoping that his trees weren't going to be uprooted and broken by the winds. And he said that these trees don't get uprooted, don't get broken, I'm making them kodesh. They're hektish. Talazu korbanim inonis refes. The Gemara says also talking about a fire, and the guy was anticipating losing his suit. Was it the one he was wearing? And it was going to get burnt up. And he said, if it doesn't get burnt, I'm making it hektish. Okay, it's nice to be, from, right, under Rabban Shalom's cheshbon. Like, he was considering getting burnt up. This way he showed the Rabban Shalom, if you burn it, no, it's your loss. Okay. So Yeshua and Pidyon. So then the halacha is that they're Kodesh, and they have a Pidyon that you could, what's it called, they become Kodesh if they're not broken, the trees aren't broken, and the beged's not burnt up, they become kodesh, like any hegdish that is kedushas domim, and you can be poded, and the money goes to hegdish, and the thing goes to chulin. Harei netiyos ha'elu korban ad sheyiktsasu, talazu korban ad shetisarif, that he said, they should be hegdish until they're cut down, or the talis should be kodesh till it's burnt, then what's it called, ein lohem pidyon. Then we'll see what it means, ein lohem pidyon. But pashtus, it means that until they're cut, or until the talus is burnt, it remains kodesh forever. And even if you're pulled there, it becomes kodesh again, because you made it kodesh, till it'll be burnt or cut down, or broken down. And therefore, the hegdish keeps recurring. Even if you're pulled there, it becomes hegdish again, as long as it wasn't cut down and it wasn't burnt. Okay, Rashi. Omer harein etiyos ha'elu korban kolomer shu hegdish im eino niktsosos hayom. That's how the Gemara says. It's talking about today. If they're not broken today, then they should be hegdish. Moki lo bigmara v'over hayom v'lo niktsu. And the day went, and they survived the storm. V'lo nisraf atalis, or the atalis survived the fire. Harein hegdish v'yesh len pidyon v'hadomim yikonsu lehegdish v'hem yiktsu lechulin. Avol im omer harein etiyos ha'elu korban ad shi yiktsu ein lohem pidyon la'olam. Can never be pulled it. Calls man shalom niktsu. As long as they weren't cut down, the hegdish keeps recurring. Vein yotzin lechulin ela kedusha saying shehem kedushas akuf li olam. They remain not really kedushas akuf. They remain kedushas domim la olam. Right. In other words, their essence remains kodesh. Vein lohem takana olamis shafilu pidon chozor su kedushas. Even if you pulled to them. Right, what you said means that they're kodesh until it'll be burnt or cut down. So all that time, right, it remains kodesh and becomes kodesh again. Kiven the omer ad shiktsu ein lohem pidyon la'olam. Kol zman shelo niktsu. Right, when they'll be cut down, or the talus will be burnt. Well, obviously, talus will be burnt, no problem. But if the trees will be cut down, that the Gemara doesn't discuss what happens then. Mashem the olam you korban ad shiktsu. So Mura asks, "V'lisnei kedoshos ve'ein kedoshos." So the Ran learns this kipshuto. I don't know; Rashi doesn't learn it kipshuto. And the easiest way, this is the way that most Gemaras speak, right? Why didn't it say? Why did it say yesh lohem pidyon or ein lohem pidyon? It should have said they're kodesh or not kodesh, right? But Rashi learned that couldn't say that because in the Sefer it's not that it's not kodesh, right? It's kodesh. It does no pidyon. Right, and in the Reisha, it's not that it's not kodesh; it's just a shayach pidyon. So that couldn't be the question. So Rashi learns a little bit differently, but the Ran learns that's a kasha. Right, which should have said kedoshos and ainon kedoshos instead of telling me the din of pidyon. It's basically the same thing. If it's kodesh, right, it's shayach to have pidyon, and if it's not kodesh, it doesn't need pidyon. And the sefer, right, what's it called? It should have said that talking about after the fact that it will be cut down, it's not kodesh. But in any case, Rashi learns like this. V'lisnei, b'hai lishna b'reisha. The reisha should have said, kedoshos ve'enon kedoshos. They're in a twilight zone kind of situation. They're kodesh, but they're not kodesh. Deheche de'omer hari apiris ha'ilu korban, im enom niktsosos, kedoshos ve'enon kedoshos. Kedoshos de'chal kedusha alayim. They're kodesh, in fact, that the kedusha is chal. The Einon Kedoshas, the Eishlam Pidyon. But they're not so Kodesh like the Seifa that they don't have Pidyon. You could be Poded. To the Fiyahu Inyan Diktani Seifa having Kedoshas for Einon Kedoshas. Klape the Seifa, which there's no Pidyon, these are in a quasi-stake of Kedusha. They're Kodesh, but you could make Pidyon. Whereas in the Seifa, they're Kodesh, and you can't make Pidyon, they remain Kodesh forever. The Ilu B'Seifa, the Hosam, the Omer Achi Yiktsu, have a Kedusha Gemura, Sharihein B'Kedusha Saguv, B'Kedusha Son, Shein Lehen Pidyon, Kozman Shein Yiktsosos. Right, Lamaiso, in the Seifa, though, it's ironclad, until they'll be cut down, you can't even pull it. Afagav B'Kedusha's Domimhu, the Ilu Ki Omer, Im Einom Niktsosos, Leke Kedusha Chamura, Shariyesh Lehen Pidyon, Lohochi Ki Omer, Im Einom Niktsosos, Le'inyin Ki Im Omer, Ad Shiyiktsu, Kedoshos Ve'enon Kedoshos Hem. Therefore, comparative to the Sefer, the Reisha is a quasi-state of Kedusha. It's Kodesh, but it could have Pidyon. Whereas the Sefer is a Vadai case of, what's it called, of Kedusha, where there's no Pidyon at all. So the question, according to Rashi, was, why doesn't it say in the Reisha, Kedoshos Ve'enon Kedoshos? Zemara says, Aidi, the boy, lemisne seifa, ein lahem pidyon. Since in the seifa, the chiddush is that ein lahem pidyon. It's not that they're kodesh, avari they're kodesh. The chiddush is that you can't be poded. Tana nomi reisha, yesh lahem pidyon. So the reisha therefore talked about pidyon and not about kedusha. Rashi, right. Hechi nader. How did he make this nether? Omra meimar, ba omrim einam niktsosus hayom. He said, if these trees don't get knocked down today, they're kodesh. And the day passed, and they survived the storm. Im kein lomali lemeimer pshita. I said, what's the chiddush? Right? They didn't get cut down, and he made a neder that if they don't get cut down, they're kodesh. So they're kodesh. What's the chiddush? Lo tzricha kugon deika zika nefisha. There's a big wind. There's a storm. V'haktani la. Oh, sorry. And therefore, he really, we could say, he was really thinking they're going to be cut down. He never meant to make them kodesh. He's just like wishful thinking, right? If this storm's not going to cut them down, I'll make him a korban. But he was really thinking that they're going to be cut down, and it was a neder tos, because he never imagined that they wouldn't be cut down. So Mora says, how can you say that? Right? V'aktani lagavi talis. Lamai said, has to be similar to the case of talis. V'talis is reifa kaima. Right? Where's a case where a talis is going to be burnt? But you could say the trees are only made to be knocked down because there's a strong wind, there's a storm. But where's the talus only made to be nisraf, that you could say the guy has wishful thinking and saying, right, really, probably the thing's going to be burnt. But on the possibility it's not burnt, I want to make it kodesh and have a havamina the thing gets nidre tos, because he was sure it was going to be burnt, right, and still it's kodesh. One says, no, kagon in, yeah, there's a case where a talus also is omid l'sreifa. Kagon de'ika d'leika, there's a fire. Hachinami dika zika nefisha, and there's a strong wind, and it's going towards your closet. Right? So you say, my suits are gone. Right? But in case, you know, the Rabbanu Shalom wants to do me a favor and save the suit, it should be kodesh. Solka da'itich, the masik da'itich, the lomis natslan. Umishum hachik another. He's only making the nether because he knows that it's going to be burnt. If he would ever, he would think that it's not going to be burnt, he never would have made the nether. He just wants to be frum, right? And tell the Rabban Shalom, look, God, if you didn't burn it, I would have made it kodesh, but what can I do? It's your, you destroyed your thing. Right? Kamash Malah, no, we don't say that. That he really means that he's counting on it being saved, and if it's saved, he really meant to make the nether, and the nether is chal. Rashi. If a guy made a nether and he said, if these trees, right, don't get cut down today, they're kodesh, and they don't get cut down that day, so then they're kodesh. There's a storm. And he's thinking that these are for sure going to be knocked down by the storm. Zika, the hainu niktsosos. That's what it means, that they're going to be cut. Broken down. The Sokadait Kamina Logomra Balibalakdisho. He never really intended to make it hectish because he wasn't really counting on it not being knocked down. Eladaite de Misperlohuzika, he was counting on it being knocked down. Omar Hochi, Velo Trihe Pidyon to Lokholalayo Kedusha, and I might think they're not Kodish Bechlau. Ukechulin dami. Kamash v'lom. Dechal kedusha l'ayur. De la hektish kamer miskaven. No, he really meant to make it hektish. V'ha kolomer hechi moshis amras deika zika nefisha v'aktani l'adumya the talis. When I said that's to be similar to the case of talis. V'talis mikaymi l'shreifa. Bitmiya. Right, where is the case where a talis would be, where the same situation where he thought the talis was going to be burnt? In the gondika dleika umasika daite the low mitznatzel, he thinks it's not going to be saved, so he's making it hegdish right on the tzad that maybe it'll be saved, but he's counting on the fact that it's not going to be saved, so he never really made to make it hegdish. Ulachi kom rein and srethes achinami the vasoka daite the low miskaven the hegdish klal kim farshinim kamashvon the chal kedusha alayu. So Mara says. And that the safe is, if you say it, ad shi yiktsitsu. So the Gemara says, uva olam, right? It becomes kodesh forever. Omer bar pada, pidon chosros vikochos. Pidon chosros vikochos. Ad shi yiktsu. As long as they're not cut down, right? Every time you're pulled there, it becomes kodesh again, because you made a neder that they should remain kodesh until they'll be cut down. So the kedusha keeps coming back, right? Pedom pamachas nixitsu. What happens if they got cut down? Then poldim pamachas v'dai. Then he's pulled it, right? Since it had kedusha, and then it, the kedusha doesn't come back because you made it contingent on them being cut down. Now they're cut down. The kedusha doesn't come back. The money goes to hegdish, and the broken wood is cooling. V'ula amar kivan shenixitsu shuv ein poldon. If once they're cut down, you don't have to be pulled it. The kedusha goes away automatically. You don't have to pull it. I am saying they should be kodesh till they're cut down, meaning the kedusha is limited, and it stops when they're cut down. I was going to discuss how can you do that? How can you make something kodesh, right, on a, with a time limit? Can you do something like that? That's for Sunday in Mitzvah. Rashi. Ula olam bitmi al midiktani ein lo impidyon mashmi shala olam ein lo impidyon afil lachra ktsitsa. He says no. Omer bar pada, kozman shalom niktsu adayin chosos v'kedoshos. It means as long as they weren't caught, they keep coming back to their kedusha. Niktsu poldem pamachas v'dayu. But once they're caught, you're polded them once, take away the kedusha, and the kedusha doesn't come back. V'yotzu l'chulin v'shuvein upoldem the hachulin hein. And Ula says you don't even have to be polded. You made this kedusha temporarily. And once the Tanai is there, that they're cut down, the Kedusha goes away. And Sunday we'll discuss how is that shy for a person to make Kedusha, right, where did the Kedusha go to?
Why is that temporary? It's a Tanai. So maybe it was...
No, but it's either... No, so then I have to be poded because it had the Kedusha. So if it wasn't Kodesh at all, then why is it Kodesh till it's Nixas? Mission says for sure it remains Kodesh till it's cut. So it had Kedusha. So where did the Kedusha go? Right, the Gemara compares it to the case where I'm a Kaddish a woman, right, for 2 days. After that, does she need to get or not? She was married. Where did the marriage go to? How can I make a marriage temporary when the Torah didn't give me that power to make something temporary? Either it's Kodesh or it's not Kodesh.
What?
Yeah, but I can't make a Tanai and everything and make a Tanai. I can't. A Tanai has to be able to have some kind of procedure to work, right? But I can't just make up tanoim and change the mechanics of things, right? Again, I can make a tanai. I'm marrying you, I'll tanai that tomorrow you're not an Eishes Ish. It's very nice. You could say whatever you want, but it doesn't work like that, right? So either she's not Mekudeshes or she's Mishukudeshes and she's an Eishes Ish. But you can't change around the halachas of the Torah.